heaven and sky are our ceiling, what the Hebrews called the Shamayim, the realm of angels and clouds, mists and the great ponderings of men. If you could let go of your earth focus for a while and see beyond the beyond of all your eyes could gather to themselves, looking at the sky and the dreamscape of the clouds just inspires us all to dream. Even for unbelievers, watching the sky is mesmerizing. Something happens in the mind and heart of everyone who looks off into the blue, seeming to search for some unseen point to focus on. We stare out into the sky just like we sit entranced by the dancing flames of a campfire. Speaking of clouds, Percy Shelley wrote of clouds as if they had intent, thoughts, and understanding. The following is from the view of mankind and earth from the perspective of clouds. I sift the snow on the mountains below, and their great pines groan aghast. And all the night 'tis my pillow white, while I sleep in the arms of the blast. Sublime on the towers of my sky bowers, lightning my pilot sits. In a cavern under is fettered the thunder, it struggles and howls and fits. Over earth and ocean with gentle motion, this pilot is guiding me, lured by the love of the genii that move in the depths of the purple sea. Over the rills and the crags and the hills, over the lakes and the plains, wherever he dream, under mountain or stream, the spirit he loves remains. And I all the while bask in heaven's blue smile, whilst he is dissolving in rains. Clouds. Those enveloping vapors in the high places give us shade and bring us rain, morning dew, and many times are charged with lightning. They frame the sun and moon, shade us from oppressive heat, and hypnotize us as they move across early morning mountain peaks, hovering over valleys, rolling and wetting everything they touch. Clouds and mists shrouded the Lord and his work in the beginning, and in the end he will come riding on a white horse in the clouds. Clouds give the horizon its reflection and cause mankind to feel the need to slip into prose and write poetry. Morning mists appear as a visual impression of something rising, and high clouds at sunset are often a glorious color palette pointing towards something fading away. The light of the sun is reflected on the clouds like brilliant colors on a canvas. We see the pale rose and purple sky changing softly to daffodil yellow with white sunbeams pouring through the passes, making their edges burn. Some mists are different than others. Mountain clouds seem different than those on lakes and stream mists. With clouds come the showers which fall on every beautiful spot, some to the high places, thick and soft from the water stored way up high. Each one is a high, gentle waterfall in itself. The dew and raindrops seem to creep silently from the treetop to root bottom, sometimes from high thunder into the thunder of a river. The clouds step lightly on leaves and pine needles. They whisper peace to everything touched. When things are kissed by a cloud, they leave behind moisture, a tiny refraction of light gathered from the world around.